Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. I'm Brandon, and joined by my co-host Sam. How you doing, Sam?
Dude, I'm doing phenomenal. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Just hanging out.
Good.
Playing our Yahtzee. We're playing our Yahtzee tonight.
Yahtzee, aka beer pong.
Yeah, we'll leave it at Yahtzee for the kids.
Butthole pong
to the program, yeah.
Butthole pong.
You can call the show at 347-308-8648 tonight. We have the host of the No Pants Players, which is a improv troupe here in Charleston. It's the only and premier improv group or troupe, as they call themselves, in the city of Charleston, and they it'll be Baxter Mallory. He'll be on kind of after the hour, and he'll be talking about a show that they're going to have Saturday at the Allman Theater Arts and Conference Center, 7 o'clock show. I'm not sure if it's an adults only show. Usually, sometimes they do adults only, sometimes they do a family show. So we'll talk to them about that. You can email the show at charlestoncomedy@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, and you can listen to us and subscribe to us for free on iTunes. Just go to the podcast section. And search for us, and you can subscribe on there as well if you're an Apple person, which a lot of people are. You can listen to us right on iTunes. So, pretty cool.
Control it all the way.
That's right.
What?
say
what?
We
oh,
got
and if you're on Android, hang on. And if you're on Android, for those of you who are not part of the Apple cult, the podcast app that I use is called Podcast Republic. It seems to do pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can go to that app and you can check us out too? I didn't know that. You can go to the podcast.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can do the pod. Yeah, there's an app for a podcast on Android. So.
That's pretty cool because I have an Android, so I'm not a part of the Apple cult, but I know a lot of people are. With the iTunes and all that stuff. So that's pretty cool. So check that out, too, on Android. I'll have to actually get that app whenever we get off the air tonight. That'd be pretty cool.
That's how I always listen to it, you know, because I like to get our listens up, so it makes us look a lot cooler than what we actually are.
Daily Mail.
By the way, dude, I meant to tell you this. I'm so sorry. I know. Let's get to that here in a second. Adam Wagner is a guy that I met through Brian Bargainier and Jerry Morgan. This guy has a network with other hotels to where you can basically it's basically based on a barter system. So you give a positive review of the hotel, and then you do all the different reviews on some different travel apps and stuff, and then you get like a discounted room. So if there are any comedians out there that are looking to book some tours, please get a hold of me and I will direct you toward the way. And again, you can email us at charlestoncomedy@gmail.com or you can find me on Facebook at Sam Canterbury.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know they did that. That would be good for us.
That, well, this just happened over the July 4th weekend. And so I just kind of got reminded of it because I saw the guy post something. So Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's cool that they do that, because hotel costs and food and all that, if you're just kind of, if you're a touring, like a true road comic, it can get expensive because you're paying for everything yourself. And
right.
Your gigs, you know, aren't paying like what, like somebody that was like contracted with Comedy Zone where you get, you know, so much dough and then, you know, you're okay because you're going to go perform somewhere else that's contracted through Comedy Zone. But if you're a true road comic where you're just kind of independent, everything's on you and, you know, you don't make as much money. So that would be great if you could save costs on the hotel stays.
Oh, exactly. And I believe they do it for, like, there might be some, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that it's only hotels, but it might be, like, dinner things, too. I'm not entirely positive. I haven't got to fully do my research, but it is pretty self-explanatory on the website. I mean, you know, they can help you out and stuff, so.
That's pretty cool. So check that out, like Sam said. Email us about that. If you're a comic or something, you know, if you're traveling around the country, email us at charlestoncomedy@gmail.com or get a hold of Sam, and he'll give the info for that. Daily Mail. We are in the Daily Mail. I don't know if you guys saw that. I got a lot of people telling me they saw us in the Daily Mail, which was awesome. It was a great experience. Marcus Constantino was an awesome writer, was very, very professional. A young guy out of Marshall did a good job of writing the article. And
he really did it up for you, Marshall, folks.
Yeah, and I want to thank him and Tom. I believe it was Tom. That was his name, right? The guy that did our photos. That guy was really cool. We had a cool conversation with him after he took our photos. Another cool guy. Actually, he's been doing photography for, like, years. He said he did photography for when Joe Namath was playing football. So that was pretty cool to hear some of those stories.
Yeah, he had pretty cool war stories about that. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, he got hit in the head with a bottle. And Joe Namath was starting that. Apparently, no one liked Joe Namath, and they threw bottles at Joe Namath, and he got hit in the head with a bottle. So, if you haven't seen that, check it out. We put it on our Facebook. It's on Sam's Facebook. It's Friends with Sam. It's on my Facebook. We shared it around. And the funny part about it was, people were sharing the article with me. Like, I didn't know we were going to be in there, which was cool. But it was kind of funny, like, there was people that, like, they know me on there, and they're like, hey, by the way, if you didn't know you were in the Daily Mail, here it is, and congratulations. Like, thanks, guys. I know I'm in there, but thank you, everybody.
Jeez, dude. By the way, also, the article got around to some people at work, and they want to start having – possibly once a month doing a comedy show in Taze Valley So, I mean, that's kind of, I'm not going to say where yet. Some of you probably do already know where I work, but I've been talking to them, and we're also looking at bringing in some local music. So we're going to get Marcus in on that. Should be a good time. We have our first caller in here as well. He's been on hold for about 20 seconds. So if there's anything you want to get to really quick, then we can get to our caller.
Yeah, just bring him. I believe that's Baxter. So let's just bring him in and go ahead and talk to him about the No Pants Play.
Cool, man. Charleston Comedy Podcast. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, man. First time caller, long time listener. I just wondered, could you play maybe Milli Vanilli or what's up, gentlemen?
What's going on, dude?
Awesome. Keeping comedy real in the Charleston area and really the whole reach and breadth of West Virginia, aren't you?
Exactly.
We're trying.
Doing what we can.
Well, we appreciate it, man. I got a lot of friends that do stand-up. You know, of course, I work with the No Pants Players. We do improv, but there's new improv groups beginning to start up here and there. And I own a business in Huntington, but there's a nice little comedy scene up in Huntington. And I think, you know, little projects like what you guys are doing, that's keeping it all alive.
Well, yeah. We appreciate
yeah,
that, buddy.
Yeah, we love our little podcast. It's doing pretty well. We actually just had a write up in the newspaper. Did you see that article at all? That was kind of fun.
I
had a lot
did.
Of good time with that.
I thought the article was very great, but I thought the placement next to the giant satellite dish was a little awkward.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Dude,
we said the same thing,
dude,
man.
If you thought it was awkward, we thought, like, it was awkward for us. Because the guy's like, oh, yeah, let's go over here and take this picture of everybody's satellite dishes. And we're just like, all right, like, why?
We're
I mean,
on the
we,
internet,
just
man.
Got, we just got done eating, like, yeah, you know, we just got done eating some sandwiches. And so it's just like, we're full, we're stuffed, you know, we're not wanting to have to climb over wires and stuff to get to the stuff like this.
Yeah, nothing says modern technology about podcasts and the internet like completely outdated, huge dishes that no one uses in their yard anymore.
Like I said, Tom is from the Joe Namath era, so he thought the satellites were still in the business of radio. So that's probably what happened. There was a miscommunication upon errors.
That's cool. I wanted to tell you, I listened to one of your sessions, I don't know, it was 41 or 42 not too long ago, and for my business, I ended up taking a trip just shy of Athens, and I had to run up there and get myself some mop bucket iced tea just because y'all talked about it.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, Sam was talking about that up there at Athens, right, Sam?
Yeah.
Who we have on when you were talking about that?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. What was I talking about?
That wasn't Athens.
It's Nelsonville.
Yeah.
Okay, what about, sorry, my internet That's connection what. Was kind of messing up over here, so I didn't hear what you guys were talking about in Nelsonville.
He went to Nelsonville after he listened to one of our episodes because he heard you talk about the mop bucket iced tea
oh,
in Nelsonville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, mop bucket sweet tea, dude. That stuff's legit. It's delicious.
It is legit. It's definitely I was surprised to find such good tea that far north, for sure.
Wait a minute. You actually went to Tammy's Country Kitchen?
I'm only because of the podcast. I was meeting somebody.
Right now?
Now, wait a second. This sounds a little shady, but I was meeting somebody for a pickup. Just shy
right.
of there.
Right.
For my, I own a retro video game store in Huntington, and I was purchasing a lot of classic video games from someone that posted it on Facebook. Okay? I was not going up there to buy meth. I know that's that country. Right.
Yeah.
And
definitely
because,
that or pills. Either that or pills.
Because I realized that I was that close to it, and I listened to the podcast, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, I'll run up and get myself some mop bucket iced tea.
That's awesome, dude. Dude, that is phenomenal. I am totally happy with that.
They need to sponsor us. They need to sponsor us, man. You're bringing us to Nelsonville.
From Charleston.
Charleston Comedy Podcast brought to you by the
Mop Bucket Tea.
Tammy's, Tammy's Mop Bucket Ice Tea and the Comedy Zone. Still got to get the Comedy Zone in there.
Right,
yeah,
I think
we'll
have to get it in there.
Yeah, we have to say it. Talk about the show you guys are having Saturday. You guys are going to be in St. Albans at the Albin, which is a nice venue. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. Nice venue. The No Pants Players have really called the Albin's home for a number of years. We have a good working relationship with the Albin's Art Center there. It's it's a good location for people to get to us. Not too far off the beaten path. It allows people from the valley, Tees Valley, et cetera, to get up there and see us, as well as the greater Charleston area. But, yeah, the No Pants Players, it's really been a privilege for me. I tried out for the No Pants Players about a year ago, did a few performances with them and stuff, and then was fortunate to be chosen as the host. And I tell you, it's amazing just being up there with those kids. And I say kids, I'm 47, so I'm much older than they are, but they're passionate artists about their craft, but they just love putting the jokes on, man. They improv comedy is a strange cat, you know. You got to be quick on your feet. You got to be giving to the other person. You got to let the joke build. It doesn't always have to be crazy and maniacal. And these are some seasoned veterans. No Pants Players have had several people come in and out, but they've been around now 14 years. This is their 14th year.
Yeah, you guys are the premier troupe in the city. Like you said, there's a couple trying to start. I've seen a couple come up. No one real.
I think what is it?
Curious.
Isn't it like Improv 304 or something like that? I think.
Yeah, there's a couple that are starting to come up. But you know, No Pants Player has been around, like I said, 14 years. It's been around forever. Saturday though, I know you guys do a family show and you guys do an adult show. Is this a family show or an adult show Saturday?
Yeah, we like to call it an all ages show. Sometimes you say family show, and you know, people think, you know, let's wheel out a little tiny
like
baby
Disney
in there.
Right.
Or that everything's going to be on a Sesame Street level. it actually takes. It actually takes more control and more effort for people to keep in mind when you're going through your improv comedy to keep it level for everybody. I've done stand-up, and I just props out to anybody doing stand-up. You know, if you're out there, keep hammering that sword on the stone and keep going out there. It's hard. You got to work on your writing. You got to work on your timing, your execution. You got to let the laughter build to the right spot. And then just really repetition till you get comfortable. And you can control what happens a lot of times as far as the language, the subject matter, et cetera. In improv comedy, stuff comes up really quick, and it's really easy. I can go down this way and definitely get an easy laugh, or I'm going to have to be smart and make something work and be funny. And it doesn't always have to be funny. A lot of times it can just build on the story, and it's the entire situation that turns out to be funny.
So what you're saying is this is an all ages show Saturday.
Yeah, man. I chose the more verbose method to explain that.
You went Doc Brown on me.
We applaud you.
You went Doc Brown on me. You went 1.28 big gigawatts on me. That was awesome,
man.
Though. So we've talked to a couple stand-ups that have dabbled in the improv. In fact, I think the last comedian we had on was in Second City, and who was that, Sam? I'm bad with names. Who was that that came through? Was in Second City improv. He went to engineering school and all that.
Who was it that came down recently? Tony or Troy or
Tony Boswell.
Tony Boswell. That's who it was. Yeah.
Tony Boswell came into town, and he was talking about And we've done a couple, but that was the most recent. He was talking about how improv, the way it differs from just stand-up, is, you know, stand-up, a lot of times when you stand up, if something's not working, you're gonna go to something else. But it seems like with improv, you try to, like you said, try to build on the joke, build on the skit, and try to build on that and get to that point where you get the crowd to get into whatever you're doing. It's kind of like stand-up. You kind of, you fill it out, and then if it doesn't work, you kind of just scratch and go, okay, let's try this out. Well, with improv, it's kind of, you just go along and it builds, and you just got to go through with the whole act and try to build to that funny. Is that what you were trying to say?
Absolutely. And I've got so many friends on, quote unquote, both sides of the fence of comedy, you know, stand up and improv. And stuff. I don't buy the whole snubby nose thing and that type of stuff. I've done both. They're both really hard. Either you're good at your craft or you're not, and you're building toward being good at your craft.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Sam, got any questions for Baxter?
No, I think, you know, we covered everything that I wanted to earlier on. So, and then we had our, you know, our nice little bonding moment with Tammy Country Kitchen Mop Bucket Sweet Tea.
Some more of that Mop Bucket Sweet Tea,
man. Dude, next time I go home, I gotta take a little trip up there, get some Mop Bucket Sweet Tea. Delicious.
I think Tammy would be well served to have a T-shirt that says Tammy's World Famous Mop Bucket Tea.
Oh my God,
that would work.
Dude, I totally agree. I think I should make that shirt. Screw Tammy. I'm going to take all the proceeds for that one.
Yeah, make it on one of those T-shirt places on the internet or the interweb.
Right,
like
Teespring or whatever, so that you can get people to order it before it gets made and you're not out any money.
That's right. I'm sure she doesn't own the rights to the phrase. She hasn't copyrighted Mop Bucket.
No. No.
No.
Her name's Tammy. She doesn't know what that is. All right, so she lives in Nelsonville. She doesn't know what copyrights is. They probably just got internet 2 years ago. All right, so thanks. Yeah, Baxter, we appreciate you coming on the show, man, and we want to get everybody out there on Saturday, so we'll definitely spread the word, and hopefully you guys have a good turnout. I know you guys will. You guys always do.
Yeah, we always have a nice, strong turnout. We got a lot of local fans that come out for every show, but it's always nice. We always get, you know, a good 10%, 20% that are new to the No Pants Players, and I certainly hope they come out Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Albans Art Center there in St. Albans.
All right, buddy. Well, you guys have a good show out there, and I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Hey, we appreciate you, and keep the comedy alive, gentlemen. Keep them going.
All right, man. We will do that.
I will talk to you later.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Later, brother. All right. Baxter Mallory, the host of the No Pants Players. Again, they have a show Saturday. It's an all-ages show, 7 p.m., so you want to get out there and catch it early. They usually always have a good crowd at all their shows, and they do a good job of improv. Like he said, they've been around for 14 years. They always put on a heck of a show, and I saw they were down at the I was wanting to talk to them about that. They were down at Festival, I believe, and they were performing on the side street there and doing stuff down there.
They performed for 3 hours.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's impressive.
Three hours. They sat there on that like, pavement and did improv.
Yeah. Yeah, not on a stage. Like, normally, when they're used to stages. They were on a side street. I think it was close to, like, Pies and Pints area. It was kind of, like, right in there where the bookstore there is, and they were right there performing off Capitol Street, and it was what I heard was it was really cool, and I mean, it's worth it. It's worth the price of admission. Go out to one of our shows and check it out. That guy was cool. I will have him back on the podcast. It was awesome talking about
it.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on the show. It was funny, though, because we asked him about is it an all-ages show or an adult show? And he went into this, like, explanation about it. So I'm like, just waiting. I'm like, is he going to say all-ages or is he going to say adult? And, no, it was funny, though. I'm glad he talked. I like talkers on this show. Like, if we ask you questions, I like someone who wants to, you know, carry the conversation. It makes our job easier on here because me and Sam are lazy. We like to sit back and hear you guys talk. The show, not lazy, but the show is driven off the guest. You know, we don't have to talk as much. We want the guests to talk and make it all about them. So,
Definitely. I mean, it's kind of like what we said in the article. I mean, you know, if we have to sit here and poke and prod and do like this dry questionnaire, then I mean, you know, I feel like the show would end up lacking. But you know, when we just kind of hand the reins over to them and just let them go, like you find out who they are as a person, and
we might as well be on terrestrial radio.
Might
to be
well.
Robotic. We might as well be
right.
And this next hint from Justin Bieber. We might as well be doing that for. But that's not what this podcast is about. And I appreciate him giving us props about trying to keep comedy alive. And in West Virginia,
really
mostly. That was nice of him to say. But if you go out to the show, make sure you pack a lot of tomatoes and throw them right at Lee L. Just hit him right in the face with his tomatoes.
Yeah, or toast. Or toast. Just pick toast.
Or just
like
a full bottle.
But in my head, I'll be like, haha, that was from Rocky Horror Picture Shadow Theater. What?
We're kidding. We love Lee. Lee asked Baxter to be on the show, and Lee Hell actually does a show on VoicesOfAppalachia.com. He's actually doing really well on there, and I want to give him props for that too, because he has a lot of comedians on his show is a comedy driven show, and he has a lot of good comedians on there, like Jacob Hall and Andy Frampton on a regular basis,
and
he's had us on there. We've been on there, and I think he wants us to come on soon again. He told me he'd like to have us come on the show, so I'd love to do it again because that was a blast. That was fun because I remember the words that we could only say. They actually had to give us the words we could only say because we were cursing. We actually got Lee to
at
curse.
First.
We had to stop.
Right, Like, it wasn't even me. Like, we thought that it was going to be me that dropped the F-bomb, but it was not. It was not me. It was Lee.
his producer, which is Lawrence, I'm not going to give the last name. But
Lawrence of
cool
Alavia.
Dude. Yeah, Lawrence is a cool dude. He did a good job keeping us in control for the most part, but he had fun with it. We had him laughing back there. But check his show out too. Lee Hill has a show, and I'm sure you've seen on Facebook your friends with Lee. Check out that podcast. It's basically a podcast. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, it's an internet show, but it's a podcast. I mean, if it's on the interwebs, then, you know, I call everything a podcast. It's on the internet.
You
so.
Do.
Check that out. So
tomorrow night we have
90...
Mojo's.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Mojo's.
We have Mojo's tomorrow night. Come on out. We've been having a really good crowd. So come on out, support local comedy. And awesome bartender, really cool guy. So it's good to know.
Yeah, I always forget his name. Jason, right?
Jason Pell. That is,
Jason, cool dude, great artist. He has he draws.
Yeah, oh my god, yeah, graphic novels and shit. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's actually.
If you're into graphic novels, get a hold of us and we'll send you over to Jason as well. Yeah, plug everybody.
He's a cool dude. We're just gonna plug everybody tonight. We're just pouring out everybody. We're just giving blowjobs all around.
Don't forget
about
the Paul Boys comedy tour. Making its way around. All right, I love you guys. You guys know that. You guys know I love you.
We do love you. We do love them.
All
of them. They're great guys.
There is another show coming up soon. So that should be a fun time.
Okay, so
we love you all.
Show,
we love you, Andy, Jacob, and Lee.
@gmail.com. We have 10 seconds. Thank you, Baxter Mallory, for coming on the show. Again, No Pants Players, Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Alvin Arts Theater and Conference Center. Get to that show. It's an all-ages show, so get out to that. And Mojo's Comedy Open Mic tomorrow, hosted by Tommy Mack. Get that, check that out. As always, and it's going to be my new ending, support live local comedy, bitches. All right, that's it.
All right.
We're getting out of here.
Out. Love you guys. Have a good night.
We love you guys. And,
yeah.
We'll see you next Wednesday. We'll see you next Wednesday, bitches, with Paul Hooper.
Yes.
With Paul Hooper.
Yes, we will see you on the radio next Wednesday.
We will see you there.
We still need to get the video
going
on. Yep. All right. Later, people.
All right.
Love you.
Later. People. Later. Love you guys.
People.
Later, bitch.
Yep. Bye.
Mop bucket tea.
Mop bucket sweet tea brought to you by Tammy's Country Kitchen. This episode was brought to you by the Charleston Comedy Zone, located in South Charleston, West Virginia, inside the luxurious Holiday Inn Suites. We love you all. Have a good night.